May approval of minutes of April 3rd.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Carries. Marie? Good morning.
Good morning. Happy May Day.
Morning.
Okay. All right. So I am here to ask you to authorize a public hearing for the land submitted for the inclusion in the certified agricultural districts during the 2024 annual 30-day period. Just to give you, a heads up of what will be coming in, we're looking at about approximately 407 acres being submitted, and with 41 acres of that being prime farmland, which is about 10%. So, and we had 8 parcels, so more than last year.
Make a motion.
Okay.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Carries.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Eric?
Morning.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
A few items. Requesting authorization to extend our contract with Faster Fire Alarm Service Technologies. It's for our fire alarm testing and monitoring for all of our county campuses. This extension is on the third year of 5, and it's in the amount of $16,400. No increase from last year, so it's the same.
Motion. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries.
Next item, another extension with CW piping for the sprinkler backflow and hazardous system inspections, all our fire suppression stuff. Again, this is extension. We're in the third year of 5. It's the amount of $48,451.70. And there's no change in this from last year.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Carries.
Next item, garbage. Garbage pickup at all of our satellite locations that we don't do here internally. We're requesting authorization to award to the low bidder to Casella. In the amount of $17,508, a small increase from last year's aggregate amount, about $800, $887 more, 5% increase. In the past, this one's been an odd one. We haven't been able to knock it down with one group. So administratively, we've been dealing with multiple vendors across the county for this. So this is kind of nice to get it all in one hand if we have issues.
James, you're on.
What's the frequency that they visit those locations?
Oh, weekly.
Weekly. So there will be no impact on the fact that we're changing the open status of certain DMV offices throughout the week now?
No, and we have some options, in times like this with other stuff, if there's a transitional piece where we're concerned, we have other outlets to get rid of garbage in the meanwhile, or, do something to keep an eye on it, but they don't readily fill up that fast. So we should be good.
I'll move it.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Carries.
So I have.
Yeah. If you're okay, we have a couple late items that we've been working on late last week, early this week. And Chris and Eric will talk about mental health building first.
So this is in regards to the reception area project that was started this year, requesting authorization to appropriate $100,000 from the general fund to the community services bath reception renovation project to complete the fund. So that would put the complete fund at $150,000. The majority of the funds are electrical card access cameras. So that's the largest component. As they open it up, other things were needed, but not truly extensive. But we are doing the majority of the work internally, so there's a large savings there by doing that. And obviously any contracts or whatnot, bids will have to come back through committee for approval. So just asking for appropriate.
And as Chris mentioned, the project was entitled reception area, and that's where you will see most of the actual construction work or renovation work. But the card access and cameras is going to be for the whole building, because right now it's a series of locked doors that we're all trying to fumble to find keys to get in if no one's answering. So it will give reception and administration the ability to do remote access through camera, buzz people in, buzz clients in, those sort of things. So that is about half of the total, almost exactly half of the total 150 is just the card access and camera piece of it. Mm-hmm. So not inexpensive, but frankly, to do all that's going to be done, especially with Eric and JJ's crews doing most of the renovation work themselves, pretty reasonable for the amount of work that's going to be done.
Does this impact the timeline?
A little bit, maybe a few weeks, but nothing out of too much.
The only concern we have is we had to get your folks' approval, obviously, but the doors and the lead time on stuff. So it's still up in the air. JJ's done a wonderful job staying ahead of it. So once we get this piece, we can pull the trigger. So as far as timeline, it's a slower process than we'd like, but it's a lot of intricate stuff with the doors, door hardware. As Chris said, the card access and Jack and the
kids. Yeah, it's an old hotel that was retrofitted for our use 30 years ago, 40 years ago. So to get it up to snuff, especially for access security and improve the waiting, I think it's a very good thing.
And another big piece too is we're ahead of the game by doing it internally instead of going out to bid, you know, procuring all the primes. So we're definitely ahead.
We would have had to get it engineered. Yep. We would have had to get stamp drawings, all those things. Thankfully, we have some drawings, and Eric and JJ's crew and those guys themselves are very talented. So they'd be able to get it done.
Agreed. Do we have a target completion date?
No.
Well put.
So it's a great idea, obviously, to make it more secure. But now we have, hopefully we'll make the mayor happy that we're making a few more changes. But do we have somebody? Yeah, good luck with it. Is there somebody who's going to be present in the reception area?
Yes.
We do, right?
So there currently is, and we've talked to Lynn. You will see, if you are familiar with the building, when you walk in, right to the left, there's an office, but it's walled off.
Yeah.
So right there is going to be the main reception area. It will be staffed at times when it's not staffed. That's why the remote access and the cameras are so important, because the receptionists on the other floors will be able to view and buzz people in and do those sort of things.
Good. Great.
Yes.
I just wanted to ask, are there lights on our building down that alleyway in between the two buildings when people walk to their parking lots?
Yes.
There's exterior lights. I don't know to what extent.
Exterior lights. It's probably 10 years ago now. We worked with Eunice when they still owned it, because there was a concern about the late nights and people walking. We could take a look at how well they're working. Okay. I haven't driven by at night in a while.
Even either, but one night when I was out walking in the village, I did notice someone leaving the building late, and I asked her if she was concerned about leaving the building later at night by herself. She said no, but I think that making sure that we double check the lighting and making sure that the walkway there is well lit is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Motion.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Carries.
Thank you. And I have one other item. Mitch sent you a memo regarding Granicus. That's the software company that helps to regulate the short-term rental taxing. And we have, as I think Mitch, I'm not sure if it's this committee or if it was finance, it might have been the finance committee, Mitch discussed a couple months ago that Granic has essentially overpromised and underdelivered in terms of time frame. Chris and I were on all the calls prior to when they were getting into the details, set up the technical work with finance, and they were basically saying we were going to be up and ready by the middle of rental season, and that just didn't happen. As a result, Mitch and Tammy have done a good job talking with Granicus. Granicus recognizes that they underperformed and are giving us a credit as a result of that. It's detailed in your packet, but essentially the way that we will capture that credit is by a significant reduction of over $30,000 in terms of our costs for 2024. So with that, we are looking to get your permission to renew the agreement, but for a not to exceed amount of $20,531.73 for year two, which again captures the credit that they are given.
Do we know what they've accomplished? I mean, and what the next step is? I mean, they must have hit the initial people. It must be like a round two. What they think they might get out of round
two? Yeah, Mitch mentioned that they initially sent letters.
333.
Yeah, 333.
Yeah.
We've added 200, and it looks like probably pretty soon they're going to again reach those folks. And the letters will get increasingly, we're trying not to offend, we're trying to get compliance, but the letters will get increasingly more stern. And the good news about this is we will have the ability to obtain compliance, because for those that weren't here or don't recall, because it's been a while, they actually are able to confirm what platforms they are listed on and shown as booked. Whether it be through Airbnb, VRBO, HomeAway, the rest of them, they are able to data mine that essentially.
So the big question was enforcement.
Yep.
If they refuse to pay or just don't pay.
Yeah. And your local law is pretty clear that they have to pay. The hope is we won't have too many of those. We have had situations with a hotel or two or motel over the years where Jen has had to get involved with Tammy to at first start sending, certified mails, and then if not, really ramp it up. So we do have the ability to enforce. And the good news is we'll have really good data from Granicus, where as opposed to if we didn't have a package like this, and most counties are using something like this, that finance would have to essentially somehow try to verify that, yes, it was listed, yes, it was shown as booked. This will do it for us.
Yeah, the town of Wayne enacted some new restrictions. People have to get pre-approval.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some towns are doing more codes around, especially around the lakes. Yeah.
Any idea how much this could be challenged by a homeowner?
I really think much. I mean,
because they're not using it as their home, so it's a business. So, I just received a chain email about it yesterday from four or five counties that are doing the same thing. So it's becoming more widely spread. So it must be, relatively accepted that this is the wave and this is the future and it's fair.
And unfortunately, I think you all saw, but the bill that would have imposed sales tax didn't make it in the budget. There is hope. We had a call with NYSAC earlier, or actually last week. There's hope that that legislation will be passed outside of the budget. And as soon as that becomes a requirement, then now the state's involved. Now state tax and finances is involved. So for talking with other counties, and Yates, our neighbor, has gone through this in the past. And after a little grumblings, and finance certainly has received some of those, and talking with Mitch and Tammy, it becomes pretty standard fare after a year or two. People just realize they're most are making a pretty good buck to these days to rent these out. So paying the tax, they'll just tack it onto their rates and just move along.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Any further discussion?
I had a question from Town of Pulteney supervisor, Mr. Illig.
Oh boy.
He said they requested the information of the people that registered in his town, and they were told they weren't allowed to get that information.
Correct. Yeah, it's private. It's always been that way. And it's a finance call, but that's not public information. And I know Mr. Illig did. I used to be the town attorney, so I said, you're not going to probably get it, but we'll run it through and ask again. And no, none of us know it. No. Finance keeps it. It's like with the Airbnb thing, there's a confidentiality clause in it. So
of tax and finance issues are
mm-hmm. It's like the sales tax.
We can't get access to it either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Carries.
Thank you. That's it. We had.
Yes, sir.
Tess McKinley couldn't be here today, and she asked me to give you an update for Cornell Cooperative Extension. They just received a grant award of $48,000 from New York State Ag and Markets to do container gardening grant this year.
Container gardening.
Yes. CC East Dubin and Master Gardeners are doing two seed to supper series in Hammondsport and the Bath VA to help people in poverty learn to grow their own food. They are having a berry workshop in June for local berry growers in Bradford. Their SNAP Ed program is reapplying for another 5 years of funding to provide nutrition education for 6 counties in our region. We can apply for up to $1 million a year. The Veggie Van sites are scheduled. We're helping Chemung and Herkimer County start a Veggie Van this year, and we're helping Allegheny start one next year. Their SNAP Ed program is hosting an educational workshop series, giving out free meal kits for 6 weeks starting last week. We now have 2 Ag in the Classroom educators due to the high demand from the schools. We're looking into expanding the program for the 24-25 school year. We are having a farm tour with over 600 students in June over 2 days at Damon Farms for our Ag in the Classroom schools. Prattsburg FFA is volunteering at the farm tour, and the Steuben County Farm Bureau is helping to sponsor it. And 4-H is busy with several classes and preparing for summer showcase in July. We are grateful for the support from many different organizations and entities to help us plan this 4-day event. This is a haul-in, haul event, so families and animals do not need to stay overnight.
Good job, Fred.
Thank you.
You want to add to that?
No, he did. Good job.
That's a first.
You made it through. You made it through, Fred. Anything else? Motion to adjourn.
Motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.